One of the media of Hashem said his name was Nachman Haradonke. You know his name? Haradonke. From Haradonk. I don't know what it is. That's Nachman Haradonke. Nachman Haradonke. This is Nachman. Who's it? Yeah, I'm still ganging. He was singing Supreme Hara Maisa. Sagota Maisa. Nachman Haradonke was in the Great Yisrael. And it seems like for Yisrael, Zerongi Kuman, Venus, we don't know exactly how. He came to Turkey, to Istanbul, then it was Constantinople, and Dortmund met them. Great, come on, this exists though. Dortmund met them. Great, Ashidah. He was masking to the Shidah, and he sat down, and he made the chasm. He made the chasm. Man chupa, for the chupa. Then after chupa, the yichud room, and after yichud room, he excused himself, and he disappeared. He went out to go to relieve himself, or whatever. So he got beat up or something. He couldn't manage. He couldn't stay with Tzitzach. So, but then the whole chasna turned the simcha of the evil yogin. And look, the kallah with magunu. You see what happened over here? The chasna disappeared. Months later, they find out that it's Nachum Verdunke is in the measurement of Palshomtis. Back to his Rebbe. So the father hires up a wagon and runs to the Hashem, takes his daughter, and comes up to them. What did your Talmud do to my daughter? He ran away. So the Hashem calls in his Talmud of Nachman. By the way, you still find this Nachman is. Calls him in. If it was a Geshen, so he says to his rabbi under chuppah, I gave him the ring. I can send the asid, and I saw that she have a baby, and by birth she's gonna pass away. I'm marrying Ichab Chasim Tafrui, and she's gonna pass away from the birth. Yeah, I don't kill anybody. I love him. You know. So the son tells him, this is not how you do it. Yeah, you know, anyone knows how to do it. When you know something, you gotta tell. They called him the Kala. They called him the Kala. And here gets very interesting. Yeah, he called him the Kala. And this other Kala, right, the reason why the Chassan ran away, probably doesn't want to save her life. And the Kala says, no. She's masking Chassan home because if she gets wrong, a kind. She has that. She wants like this, she wants like this. And as a mask him to Naaman, and she wants to get married after. So the chuppah was already done. So I guess, what are you going to do? We stopped to Shabbat Brachas a few months later. And I said, you had to Shabbat Brachas. And the Baruch Hashem stuck it. She went to Hiroyan. And then she starts davening. She starts davening to the Eivishter. Here starts the Pella. He starts davening to the Eivishter. And the Eivishter give her life until the bris. Lord of Chod, she lived till the bris. Lord of bris and bris. And she lived. She had a baby, and she lived to the business. She passed away. And Nachman said of the story. Now, who's this baby? The baby is Simcha, the name of Simcha, the boy. He married Fega, who was a daughter from Adla, was a daughter from the Baal Shem Tov. And they had a baby. Nachman Breslov was their child. Imagine this is a psalm. So this is the story.
No, I'm 35 already.
So we come. I'm sorry. We come to say, huh? The father name. The name is after the name. That's Simcha. This is Nachman. Nachman Hardonkin. So I got. So the what's the number? So I went to Chassan last Sunday night. I always wonder if I said the story before. I don't hold it anymore. I couldn't say the story. I heard the story the Sunday night by Chassan, and my shvoger tells me the story. And I said, "Where's the mocker to the story?" He's gonna find his way, but whatever it is, his lesson, what he wants to live from the story is, oh, so Nachman by the bris had given, his wife passed away, and he said to Emes, that if she was makabel to get married to him anyways, the gzeir was bottom. And when she was davening, she was saying to the Ebrish to let her live only till the bris. That's what happened. So he's telling me the story, how careful you have to be and what you say. Right? He say you have to say lichaim, not lachaim. You have a few words over there. The Shulchan is very That's a shanda. This is so it's for you. But I said to him, I said, Yeshua, I gotta go down to the mice. If you're not here, at the davening so maybe on the best is better chuis. Why do you have to limit the Eibishter to give you? The Eibishter chakel yoch. Is that was the maybe? I think that's the lesson that the Sadiqis wants us to know. The davening the Eibishter. So David the Eibishter give what you want. You need bane chayim zayin levicha. So ask for bane chayim levicha. What do you have to tell the Eibishter? Everybody for this year they make a chesed like this. Last year was a ayaz, yeah, so so. No yang good. This was so, a little hard over here, very hard over here, impossible over here. And you give a zoom in, Abishtaf, take care of this problem. This problem will take care of yourself. I mean, yes, they take care of all the problems. What are you asking for one problem for? And I think this mamish goes, and I think part of it, if you put, and if you said the Zach, you got to bring into Avedis Hashem. Everything brings into Avedis Hashem. And to me, we understand everything comes from the Ara Avedis. When our Aveda is total, complete, given over to the Eibishter in all details, then we automatically is the Eibishter for all details. It's not that they were standing like a chazir and we're saying, give me this and give me this and give me this. When we give over, let's for shurim, we're talking about betach b'Hashem v'aseitei. Trust in the Eibishter and to be able to do mitzvahs. Betach b'Hashem v'aseitei. Trust the Eibishter to be able to do good. Right? That's what we're doing with Lester Shurim. So that's the Hashanah. The Hashanah is we give ourselves over to the Eibishter, and then because we're Hashem's Eved, then we ask Hashem, I said, my king, give me what I need to say. I want to serve you. You're in control of everything, of life, of health, of money, of nachas, of kids, everything you're in control of. So in order to serve you, life and health and money and the kids, I'll go to Shidduch. So I think it almost goes like hand in hand. When a person gives himself over to committed, and it gets into Eibishter, automatically it flows. He needs this, and when he starts making chesbonos, means in his own mind, he makes as a chesbonos how much he's giving to Eibishter also. Don't get to Hazayin. Okay, that's a statement that he did there. He like a bunch of Eibishter statements. We have to now go. We're going to learn Shad Abitachon. We're up to Peirik Gimel. And last week, we moved through all the seven points that make it possible for us to have Abitachon in the Eibishter. And we did it in a way we had an overview. We saw all seven together. And the point was that when we say betach b'Hashem v'aseitei, trust the Eibishter to give you, so Yishak can agree because the Eibishter is a Rachman, because the Eibishter knows what's good for you, because the Eibishter can give it to you. The Chazak ben Chazak, the Eibishter can give you what you need. You better Eibishter to what you need. Yes, the Eibishter to what you need. Don't make chesbonos, because if something is there that's stopping you from being able to serve the Eibishter, then you have to remove it. You have to ask the Eibishter to remove it for the new year. So you have what you have. So now we're up to Agdama Hashenis. Agdama Hashenis is on page. Okay, so this is another because I went today to Baruch Hashem, I have my bris, my grandson had a bris. So I was in Muncie today. And somebody came up to me in shul and handed me a card. I wish I would have had a sample here. I put it in my pocket. And on the other side, he prints out all seven things about Betachon. He's very strong at printing this. He printed one sefer, the translation with Pirushim and Betachon. Now he's doing in Lachon Kedesh. So he gives him. I give him a look in the back. So I look in the back. You missed a story from Storyland. I'll tell you later. You have to hear the story. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. I can't repeat it again. I can feel it. Our kaponim over there. If you look at most of the cards people give out, I have to make my own card, a bezumah card. They're always giving you all the seven things that you have betachon when it comes to. It's called perik base, and perik base, and the way they translate it also is whatever. But upon the Peter Bays, if you look at Peter Bays in Kufnun Hey, he taka lists out the seven things you got betachon, but that's betachon in the person. Mm-hmm. There's very negayah here because they're going to Rosh Hashanah. The whole year of Rosh Hashanah is Avedis Adam. Today's Chafei Yom. The world was created today. Not the Rosh Hashanah. But we say Hayim Harasaylom. We say this Zayim Tchilas Masachom because Adam Rishon is the purpose of the whole world. And so the Avedis Adam is where it's at. The first 5 days or still the sixth day of creation, the Avedis was doing it. Avedis Adam starts at Rosh Hashanah, and that's what everything is about. So in Pedic Beis, he's describing you what do you need to have B'tochen in a purse. By a person, you have to know the person has this quality, this quality, this quality, and then you have trust in him. In Peter Gimel, he's telling you how to have trust in the Eibishter. And then he starts out with seven that we just learned, or different Seder. I'm not going to go into all the details now. I want to go into the next, because we want to go into Rosh Hashanah with a good, strong B'tochen. In order to have B'tochen in the Eibishter, we have to know five Agdomas. It's not only seven. They have to know all the Agdomas. So what's Agdoma Hashenis? Agdoma, and I don't know why Meret is making them, because look at Agdoma Hashenis on page Kuf Sam. She Yedav Yisbarach Etzlei, she'll clear to him, Kabei Yisbarach Mashkifolov. David is looking at him. Why is he looking at him? He's looking at him, B'tochen is Negeya. Hayes, and I think it's connected. Hayes, B'tochen. Hayes betachon is mamshich the bracha you're looking for. Hayes betachon is mamshich the bracha you're looking for. In other words, when a person finishes, we're going to go into Rosh Hashanah. I can't be mad. He said enough. The harangi is betachon in Rosh Hashanah. Ta simcha, like it says in the tour, you have to be simcha because we know the Eibishter is going to give us a good year. You can't walk into Rosh Hashanah overwhelmed for what happened last year. Everybody's busy. What happened last year? There's a new Rosh Chodesh. We have to make a Rosh Chodesh by ourselves. To model this as a king, and the Abish can make a Rosh Chodesh for the new year to give us everything we need. And without thinking, well, hey, I didn't get it, so I'm giving up on this, I give that. And that was the story. Don't say that if you're asking, ask for what you need to serve the Abish. And if it's A, as Aleph Beis, Gimel Daleth Vav Zayin Ches, all the A's of Aleph Beis, ask all the A's of Aleph Beis. Grab it in the Machzis, it's all the Brach. So we have to know that Abish is watching us. Watching the person. Why is Eibush watching the person? Because B'tochen is Negeya. Because B'tochen, the Eibush wants it to have B'tochen, and when he has B'tochen, the Eibush gives it to him. That's not hidden. What is revealed by the person, or what's nista by the person, what's hidden and seen. And it's not hidden. If it's B'tochen and the Eibush, it's B'leif Shalom or not. So a yid is davening. You know, so I'll show you in the last pasuk he brings over here, and the perushim on the pasuk, davening and betochen go hand in hand. I daven to the Eibishter because the Eibishter can give it to me. I daven to the Eibishter and I betochen the Eibishter will give it to me. So the Eibishter, therefore, you have to know that the Eibishter is watching you, and you can't say one thing and then have him and heart something else. Because by person you can do that. By person you can say what you want to say, and the other person doesn't know what's in your heart. But David knows what's in your heart. The Abishta knows if it's B'leif Shalom or not. And then he brings a few psukim. And then he finishes off after the psukim again. And let's read it inside. I want to show you one of the psukim and how deep it is. Kasha Amra Kosov, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yedea Machshas Olam Kehim Havel. What it means, the Abishta knows the Machshav is a person's Havel. The Abishta knows that a person thinks the Abishta is not watching him. A person that's what's that? Now, what he's thinking about, David's not seeing it. Hanar, David said, yeah. Vamar, I'll take and leave you. The Abish understands the take the inner part of his heart. And here's the passage I want to focus on. Vamar, Shleim HaMelech, when he made the Beis HaMikdash, was davening. That's this passage right here. Shleim HaMelech was davening, I think. One year I was doing this, it got a little too tedious for people, but if you look at the psukkim that he chooses, it's only psukkim, and each person he chooses has a wealth of, you can see where he's going with this, why he's picking this person, another person. He says, Ki ati yodata, the Shleim Melech is davening, and he says, Ki ati yodata levatchas levav kubin yadam, you alone know the heart of every person. And then the pasuk continues, that's when the pasuk finishes off, I'm sorry. The whole passage is like this. You should give the person everything that he's asking for. Why? Kata, you're data because you know as lavav, because you know the heart of the person. So what does that mean? Zok the Mesudas David. Vasisa tasa she'ilosei. Two Shleima Melech is davening. Do the when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he comes to daven. Tasa she'ilosei. V'chayz v'farash. When the Satan is called up, but give it according to his drachim. Talk about the Shana. Rotzaleima kifi yichol drachim sheshal. And everything he asks for. Asher teida. That's the person that you know, they show them to you. In other words, when is the, yes, the Shleim Melech is davening. The davening to a person, to the Eber station, answer the person's tefillah. Because the Eber knows your heart, and the Eber knows that this person is Shalom Mimacha. The Eber is Shalom. He's talking davening with the Ganser Hearts. May I give it to him. That's the Mitzvah's David. The Malbim writes like this. The Malbim writes that. That you should listen to the Mechen Shiftach, to the tefillah of the person. If Slach Sisa, he said for two reasons. He says like this. But what does the Abishah know? 2 points. First of all, the Abishah knows the person, what he did until now. If he did Shuvah B'Kiroyim, possible. And the second one, we spoke about it once before, and I want to remind everybody. I'm going to read it inside because it's Shiyabit al Drachim v'tivu menigav. The Abishah should look on his Drachim and his Tev and his Menagav. Ima Yedeshi imale b'kashosei le'imit miris Hashem. The Eibusha knows that if he's Mamal is Bakasha, if he will not diminish his Yiras Hashem. Why? Bishir Akosu Vashetet Slavovit Vanyiruch Kalyam Vashim Chaim Aldom, the Moshel, in Shail Asia, the person is asking for wealth. Everybody is asking for wealth. Not because wealth buys you wealth, because wealth buys you what you need. That's today's pressure to live, you have to be a wealthy person. A track for Asia. Vashem Yedea Kifiteva Ish Imishman. The Davis knows that if he's gonna give him his bakasha, if Chas v'Shalom, this person will use the mili bakasha of Eishet to become bayit, he will then. So Davis won't give it to him. People say, "I get daven to become the Eishet." Davis sees the person asking for Hashiras, and he sees it becomes an Eishet, he's gonna pull him away from the Eishet. So what does the person have to do? The person has to make sure. That's what he says. You have to make sure that when you're asking the Eibushter for the wealth you're asking for, that it won't take you away from Hashem. We said that betochen, you say the betochen is that Yid wants to serve the Eibushter. So that's why he's asking for it. So make sure that what you're asking for won't pull you away. So the Moshe, how do you know? How does the person himself know it won't pull him away? If a person acts in the time when he doesn't have as much, and he's still doing achlos erichim, and as long as like a person that doesn't have much, a person who chesed even in time when he's not as a breit, he does chesed, so then he can take a dam to the Eibushter, give me chesed because the Eibushter sees there's isha chesed and have more than putam mechas. But if a person b'shas meiser, he's being kavis, and then he's saying give me more money, then I'll give. Right. So that's what the pasuk means over here. It's the end of a pasuk because the Eibushter knows, and that's why you have to make sure you have betochen the Eibushter, not you have betochen the real betochen only. You have to have betochen that this what you're asking for won't pull you away from Yis Hashem. Now, when this becomes clear to the Beteach, look at this word over here. This is an interesting word he writes over here. He doesn't say ain't doy loy leimar. He says, "Ein roi loy litain." It's not roi for him to taine. Taine. You know what taine means? The taine means it's 2 days. Come taine. So because shehu b'teich b'dikim, he can't taine that he's b'teich b'dikim. It's al b'dibure. He's b'teich b'blish yiftachol b'liv b'matzpunei. Without, he should take have trust in the Eibushter in his heart and his matzpun. You can't say in your mouth, what's going on? Because you hear it from people. The mouth, they tie in there, they have the tachon. I believe my spoon is loved afke. Right? So what's the tainer? Well, the tainer we hear from people. And because you have the tachon, a shaykh of the tachon is tach good with tain. Good, you have the tachon, the Eibush has to give it to you. Why is that happening? So first of all, from this, you can see that if you have the tachon, you have a tainer. But he's saying, in the litin, lit oin, because if it's not for real, But if it's for real, you could have a taina. That's one of the things I forget. That means betochas mamish. You see that shar betochim over and over and over goes with the mahalach. That betochim means you betech b'Hashem to give you that what you need to serve the Eved.
Yeah, but still, you feel it.
No, I know. No. That's not everybody that feel madrigosa. He has to be honest and sincere. Like, and sign the betochim, and sign in how you can use it when the Eved gives it to you. But it has to be the female de gospel. It doesn't have to say it has to be later in the mark. He says they're going to be 10 levels in the top and 10 madrigas. Doesn't have to be in 10th level to get what you want. You mean the fifth level, sixth level, whatever number. And the peg zine at the end, he says
levels, it's or yeah. It just different.
Yeah, it levels. It's going stronger and stronger. He says, according to your D of a person, it gets stronger and stronger. So this is, you don't have to get to the strongest level of betachon, and then you have betachon to get what you're asking for. You can have betachon right away, what you're asking for. So here you see this nekuda. It says clearly that this for me, this is the highlight of the second one. So if you have a master, you should MLM be 50,000 completely different money. So how do you have to make sure it's like a PVD reshuffle? I think it's not so. She says it's complicated. Everything becomes. Chananya, thank you. It's not so complicated at all. I think you have to go back, and that's why it says, hey, I'm a Sudadika. It's a very Masudadika safer. First of all, he's very Masuda. It sounds like he's very complicated, this the detail, that detail. But he lays it out, Kishuch Norach. He lays it out in a very Gishmaka detail. If let's say you want to know, if you want to know, no? So ask yourself, of the seven Sibas to have the trust on the Amish, is people live Shavan there? That's all it is. Do I really believe David is a Nachum? Do I really believe David knows what's best for me? Do I really believe David is possible to chazuk? If you find yourself davening for this and you leave and go with that, when you don't really want to leave and go with that, you don't really believe David is possible to chazuk. You're making it a little easier for David. Basically, I was giving not as I feel. Too much. So it was somebody was davening. Somebody was davening for something small. And And the pail, the person was davening for small, could have had the whole thing. So by davening for small was interfering with the whole thing. So they were davening for the shoulder, from davening for the ganze sach.
Baruch
Atah Elohim Shaka Nivari.
You
have the patience to understand. He starts a vek. Once you understand, Pavasa Arbet, Namus Kenan Zayin B'Lev Shom.
This is the house.
Yeah. The Chodesh Shaka says, Yedin Nesoyin throws a question in one of the seven. Every Nesoyin, see, Zayin B'Shirachim, Zayin B'Shirachim, Zayin B'Shirachim, Zayin B'Shirachim, Zayin B'Shirachim, if I'm too small, I'm too big. If they still give it to me, if I'm not worthy, I'll just even come on. So when a person, what does he believe shalom? What's betma from them? What's betma shalom? You're not in believe shalom. You have a yitzhara. You have a yitzhara. So obviously, he believe shalom. There's not the chance that you have a yitzhara or not. You have a yitzhara. So your heart is chol above chol. It's not yitzhara. See, unzer heart. Tzadik's heart is shalom. Not a yitzhara. Your heart, what is yitzhara? That's not asking to kick out the yitzhara. He's saying in the betochen, so back it up. He started out, we can have betochen in the Mebush, and after Mebush has seven sibas. By me, the sibas zachen was an ish. That's why these cards, by the way, that's why these cards are very misleading. Because they're not talking about the Mebush, they're talking perik bez by the person. And they say, give me a shtal tzu, they say, Mebush, but it's not talking about the Mebush. We talk about it because first the God portion because so it's a good question. It's to make it seichel to you that this is the way it works. They see by people it works and apply it to the Eibishter, but the Eibishter have to apply it in a different order, a different way. But by person, you say, how can you trust a person? Yeah, the person has to have these seven things. He doesn't have it. But only Eibishter has. Okay, so now, but on a deeper level, I want to say. Is when a person knows that I can trust somebody as long as I think about that person and these seven things, in other words, I'm talking to you now, Ben Ishla Haveri, yeah? I can trust you because I know I can trust you because I know you're very much alive. I can trust you. So these are things I can mamish apply it. Yeah. So now I got you. Because now all you have to do is apply to David. But come to David, you have to start having questions because life is not going as easy as you would like it to. So I think that's what he's doing also. I think the right marshal for this is the Maisim Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Told us Talmidim, Steiger Bench, the Sura Stavis. Nice to see you. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai told Talmidim, they should have Yirah Shemayim. The rest of Rachel, so what do you say? Yirah Shemayim, Kmele Vasa Vodam, right? So he said, Atkan? He said, yeah, Alavai. What was he telling them? You think the rest of Yirah Shemayim, Mesa's a grace as that. You think it's things that are way beyond what you can have. And then you push it off in Himalaya, like his book. So you want to bring your mamshkosit. You just start out that David's watching you. And you have that in you. If somebody's watching you, you're not going to do the Veda. You have that. And after, in other words, that's what he's saying. Halavai, he says, Halavai. Because if you take a felt, somebody's watching you, you won't do the Veda. Now, all you have to do is really believe David is watching you, and then you won't do it either. Or if you find yourself doing the Veda, that means you have to fix up David is watching you. Right? Same thing here. A person really could have betachon. The person, if that person would have these six things, they have to have betachon. It's there. I don't know. So now all I have to do is apply to the Eibush. Now, when it comes to the Eibush, it comes a little more complicated because of what people see in the world. Eibush hides. So, but the prayer, if you want to have belief shalom, the way you make belief shalom is if you back it up, you find out if you attack at these seven points that he said in the first Hakdama. In order to trust the Eibush, you have to have the 7 points. And this is exactly when I was in a place called prison. So many times I had times where you needed a little physical mitachon. And what I would do is in my mind, you go back. Siva 1 is by me, Siva 2 is by me. Siva 3, whatever Siva. And it could be, at that point in time, mitamah, boom, you hit, oh, this Siva is a bit shvach. So now you know where to work on, where to solidify, and then you have the show. Sometimes a person, you know, so the fourth one is, that is small or big, but David is the same. Having you sitting in a place called prison, you feel very small. If you don't feel small, they make you feel small. That's right. Just again. So unimportant. So sometimes that's where the vertical is. Where's the little worm worming in? You shouldn't have real betachon because you're feeling insignificant. You're feeling unimportant. You're feeling David doesn't care about you. You're just one person of billions of people. So as you go through these seven nekudas, it's not just seven things. Seven things you go in and then you have it and it's good. I think it's a very important nekuda. So he says that, and that's how he works it up. He works it up, and he could have said it's part of the seven, but here he's starting to work on the person. The person has to make it by himself. The person has to make it by himself. Yeah. It should be belief shalom, and belief shalom. Lev Shalom does not mean, hello, so that Rabbil, Lev Shalom means that Zav Zayin 100%. Lev Shalom means, if I didn't have Zav Zayin in Gansan, on Shailas of Pukim.
Forgive us, Sotot, the Abishter.
That's the next one.
So Lev Shalom is...
Lev Shalom means that you're really trusting the Abishter. You're not saying, I trust you, and you don't trust him. You don't really trust him. You're really afraid. You're really questioning. You don't have full trust. You have to work on making it to be like shalom. Now, what's the third Akdama? The third Akdama, I think what we see over here is also the Zestor, as it's not as complicated as you wanted to make it be. This is really a very logical pattern. All you have to learn and understand it. Akdama Revis, what's the fourth Akdama? Third Akdama. And this is a little different. You remember, we learned in Pei Gimel. In Pei Gimel, we learned in the fifth one. If you look at the Daf Tzkuf Nun Tes, you'll see Achamishi. He talks about that the fifth Siba of having Betachon is that nobody in the world can help you, nobody can hurt you, only This one, and that's the only way you can believe in. I mean, a person feels like that, that's you have to talk. Hagdama Shlishi is a little different. He's going to talk about the same inyan that nobody else, but here the focus is on Shittuf. Agreeing, because Abish is the only one, but there you can also bring a partner into the conversation. Again, okay, let's learn it inside and let's understand. 100%, yeah, that's on a different page, it must be different now. Hagdama Shlishi is. The third Akdama is he should unify the Abish and his Betachon. There is nobody else in the world is having Betachon. We have this already, right? In that which a person is Mechuyev. See, look at this word, Bechayim. You'll find it sprinkled all over the place. I remember learning it. Betachon is a Chiyev. We machd over here Thursday night. We get together. We have a good time. We're gonna learn about betachon. And it's nice. It's mechayiv. Davis is mechayiv. Huh?
Bima.
Yeah, in that which because there's those things that you have to mechayiv. The mashal something he wants to do. But va'yishatav zelosi imei. Do not be meshatav zelosi imei. Here he's saying that even when a person agrees and not understands and marges that Abish is the only one, but it can also bring in a shot of Tzu health and abyss. I think this Dagdama Shlishi is very important now because he's going to wind up Dagdama Al-Chemishis is about status of Oisik B'Sivis. In other words, in the prayer, the Abish wants us to be Oisik B'Sivis. The Abish wants us to do Kalim. The Abish wants us to do things. The Abish wants a person to go to a doctor. The Abish wants a person to get married and have children. Right? And the Teda says, Shlishi shoot from bottom. So the Muhammad here is not the reinfallen in the Machshava that the Shutuf thing. Before we already agreed the Abish is the only one. But the Abish, maybe somebody also who feed you the president. No, the Abish to feed you. The Abish is the one that put into the heart of the good president that he should do what he did. And the Abish used. Right, the simple that he uses is a tzaddik called the president, right? Albert, you like that, huh? Got the juices going a little bit there. Yeah. Okay, if I bring it, we'll talk.
Third term,
huh?
Third term.
You can't be meshatev. Even we say thank you to somebody, you can't say this is very important. And I think the reason I'm going a little bit faster here than usual because we're going to Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. This is the most important part of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah means we're machte the Abish as a king. That's the whole thing for Rosh Hashanah. Is the whole davening with Sindach Hashem of Adecho. Right? Because the most important thing is to make the Abish the only Melech on you, nobody else. The Melech tells you go to a doctor when you're sick. The Melech tells you go to a job or go to make a business when you want money. And the Melech says go to work, plow a field if you want food. The Melech, yeah, you're doing this. You are doing Tzivui HaMelech. You're not doing it because you figured out you're living in a world that you put a seed in the ground. That's where it grows. That's how we're going. You didn't figure out that if you do this, you get money. That's not why you're doing it. And that's very important. That's the shittuf, right? Shittuf means you and it could be this is the hardest one. It's easy to realize that the Abish is only chaos. The real challenge comes to shittuf. So in when we're talking about all the Abish is the only one, you're just recognizing the truth. The Abish is the only one. There's only one king. And therefore, you could only have betachon if you believe in one king. If you have two kings, you can't believe in any one of them. You can't trust anyone. That's what before. You're talking about the king. Now we're talking about you. Do you believe there's any other koyach that can help meshatach with this king? So the answer is that's it's very important in betachon not to be meshatach zelos imei. I think it gets harder over here. This is a little harder. Because the people who live in the world, we see Sibis, and the Sibis are easy. It's very easy to fall into thinking there's a keg over there. And oh, look at the Maestro. Wie heeft er olof? an der Ebischte, oh ja, das ist mein Brüim, an der Pern der Ebischte. Wie heißt das, das ist immer der Ebischte, wie ist das, das ist das Schittuf, oh, ich mein Brüim. Und dann, wie Jufsad betreune Berikov, wie ich starte, so losse ich immer. It's mafse de betochen, the whole story I told you about the captain, they ask him for, it's a dangerous, it's a, every move you make, you have to ask all yourself, is this move, what you're doing, is it not only is a betochen that can move or not? Is this move you're doing a shot of somebody else there and then the mafsi you betochen? Yeah, this is in other words, this is just a partial. You can't do what you want. You shouldn't do what you want. What's big the altun? Altun is right, but the word is if by you doing it, is it the are you mafsi you betochen in him and then it brings the story with also. Was a Melech HaTzadik. He wasn't even talking about one of the Melechim that were on the other side. Im Chasidusei. There was an Eish HaSamech Al HaReishim, the Chsiv, Uvechol Yeh Lidrash HaShem, Kim HaReishim. But you have to understand what it means because you're talking about Osa. V'Nelesh HaZeh. And there was an Einish, V'Marakosov, Baruch HaGev, Yisrael HaShem 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 HaShem. And now he brings a Pesukim. Look, at this Pesukim we had in the beginning of the Shad, Baruch HaGevel, Gevesh is a Gevel, Hashiv Yisrael Ba'Hashem, the trust the Ebishter by Hashem Miftach. What's the double lotion? Double lotion is to be miyachad on the Ebishter. Baruch HaGevel, Hashiv Yisrael Ba'Hashem, that was the fifth, that was the fifth Sibbe, and we have that already. But now it tells you, by Hashem Miftach, make sure that it stays only to the Ebishter. And when you do it, you meet your man. So this, you know, it's easy. Easy is the wrong word. It's always very useful, people say, when somebody facing a person, only the Abish dad, the other person can hurt me, can touch me. And even though the other person seems to be some of the judges trying to hurt you and keep you 27 years in jail, it's a garnish. Yeah. That's the harder part is when it's a gate the yagut. When you are doing something, you see it's a sibah, and you see if this thing works. And then remember that this is not doing nothing, no shit to fear. It's only Abish. And then you'll see later, he says that when a person goes to a doctor and he takes the medicine the doctor gives him, but he only takes it because the Eibishter wants him to take it. It's in very few words, but this is the word in Perek Dalet. I always bring this is Maramakim. Then the Eibishter will heal him, b'siba bilti siba. The Eibishter will heal him with the siba and without the siba. So he's preparing you. He's preparing you. But understand that the mashlish is, I'm about to tell you about Asik Vesibis. I'm about to tell you, you have to go do something. And I want to tell you, don't make him a shutuf in your betochen, because if you only the reason you want to do it, as I will explain you later, the Abish wants you to do it. But this becomes a very crucial one. So when we're diving to the Abish, everybody's always, okay, everybody knows what the Machshavis is, because we're always diving to the Abish, you know, we dive into the Abish, and right away we figure out that naturally this is how it's going to work. We have this, the dependency as that. We have to dive to the Abish does everything. Only the Abish gives the Abish Mach. Don't bring in, and I think it's also important, don't bring in last year's Tzoras until the next year. Don't feel for a second that whatever happened last year has to be carried into the new year. Because it's not like that. The whole Ratzon of Lucha, the Shtetan Sfarim, the whole Ratzon of Lucha, Monday night goes up. And then when Eden get up in the morning and they blow a Shafer, the Mam Shechonu Ratzon down here. Want to hear an amazing story? Amazing story. There was a big machlekes between the Talmidei Magid. There was a lot of Chassidus Rebbes in Europe and in Russia, and Napoleon was attacking. Napoleon was attacking, and I don't know the names. Napoleon was attacking Russia, and he wanted to destroy Russia. Napoleon was the Republic of France, still with France today, right? After 80 years, a day, 8 days after killing 6 million Jews, they're already siding with those who want to kill another 8 million Jews. So, France, so they're attacking Russia. So, even in Russia, were terribly, terribly oppressed from the Tsar. And all the zetas they had in the business was going on over there. So a lot of big Talmidei Magid were mamash davening for Napoleon's victory. Hi, Napoleon represented the Rebbe of Kadesh and Nelson. All the zachmah from the what do they call it, a republic? Can they call it a republic? And at least, so the Baal Tanya, on the other hand, of your Tainet, that if Napoleon wins, it will bring a wave of openness into the Yiddish world, like what happened by communism. They'll come in, and all these people, they won't be able to handle it, and they will come, it will be Pagaya. In the Yiddish, I'm saying, he was davening, he actually helped the Tsar who to win Napoleon. So this was, so the I was told the story, is that the Tamid and Magad all saw that the Rosh Hashanah is a Chanuyah. So who's able to give the victory to? So Tzaddikim are saying like this, and this Tzaddikim are saying like this. Who wins the fight? Who wins the argument? Well, Malik is then the one who blows Shafer first is going to win it. Mm-hmm. No, I want to bring out the Maisel Shafer. And he's sitting in Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. I'm the Queen of Lechem of Shafer. That's the story. The story is, Ver Gate blows Shafer Freya. And that's the one who's begins up with Zayn Tzad. My mother was a Tzadikan. And I forget the name, but it was Mendel Miminov. I don't know who it was. He davened quick. He got up in the morning, davened Vasikin, picked up the Shafer, and he said something, as the but he was called with love. It was a Chavar. The Baal Tanya was his Chavar. He got it. He already says he got it. What happened? The Baal Tanya got up in the morning, he said, Broch, whatever, and blew Shafer right away. He blew Shafer right away. By the back of matters, noch a Napoleon soldier, noch Napoleon soldier. I said to get down. There was a big machlekes. So he wanted to win. The ganze meise from Rosh Hashanah is blows and shaking. But it has to be beyichud. It has to become as if stuck in Andre Schutter. Nobody else, only Abishad. And the more you have this amunah in Yichud Hashem, the more you're going to have betochen, you have a good year. That's how it works. Because the closer you get to the Abishad, the more you know. But the Abishad is going to help you in everything you ask for. On less than yon, it's cry of the yon. That's the ganze meisas. Anaya yon, anaya am shocher. Okay, so let's finish. Today we have time for the fourth. Also, I want to get off the first four. The chesed v'chaydatim b'shem v'osra b'chadushim v'atzom v'chavarifim v'chesed v'chol yei. The doors of Hashem kivarifim. You have to remember. I was learning this. I have to remember. You talk about osra. You have to understand the pasuk says that the doors of Shabbai kivarifim v'nenesh osra. But when I call Shabbai kivarifim v'nenesh osra, v'dachet the double doshim means that Baruch Hashem v'debish the you trust in the debish the. No, Hashem Miftachi, and the Abish is only Mr. Dover, Yasmin and Yadua, Kimishi Manib and the Odom's name and Muni, my Yasa, Lassis Dover. He gives you a push to Rai. If you demand it to do something, it's like a day of the Shutfah. That's what it is. Is Menuya Mufsa, the culture came, Mishabat Halukim's loss. If somebody's been taking the Abish on somebody else, she saw the betraying that's going to be break his betachum. We is that Siba Hazaka, the Mother, the Mother, Mashabat Halabay. He's a man of very strong words over here. He says there's a Vyeza Siba Hazokal Himanim Mimana Mashabatakhlov. You have to hit in the ganzen Koyach not to fall into the trap of thinking that the Hosar guten doctor, the Hosar guten you have a good business, you have a good Zikh Davish, the Davis Tals. But don't be Mishatov, don't be the Shituf. The Shlish is adds to what we learned before, then the Shin from Shituf.
It's all right, you don't have to have. Full share could be.
Oh no, that's a bad great shalom or not, but here you're not even shot of anything. Again, if the Eitzahara can come and throw thoughts into your head about Shituf, and your job is to say no, only Amishta. Only Amishta. I don't know, this comes up all the time. I mean, in the height of the excitement, I was sitting on the bus going from Muncie to my parents' house. And it was an exciting moment. These guys freed from prison. I am a Sanas, and all the Askanim were taking credit for what's going on. The Mitamod, they shoved me. Maybe it wasn't that bus ride. It was, but in that kufa, the first few days, and they shoved me a letter. I sent a letter of thank you to the good Tzaddik president. Yeah. So this is what was bothering me. How do you not have mishatef, right? So I have the small mishatef tochum out of my pocket. I opened it up and in Perek Daled it tells you how to say thank you to somebody. And the way I was able to word it was I said to the Tzaddik president, I always believed the Eibishter would save me from the biggest injustice. And the Eibushter works to good people, and you're from all the 7 billion people, you're the best person in the whole world. I didn't write exactly like that, but it was a shit of it.
Yeah.
And he's getting the credit, he's getting the Akkar Satev he has to get. Well, which Akkar Satev? That the Eibushter is choosing him of all people. This is the best company you give somebody. You go to somebody, how good we find Kesser Shen Zayin, as you know. And all your being, right? Oh, but the Abish that is working through, the Abish is good. Oh, the Association, I go to find a mention. Now you're talking, because the Abish is made it, it's good to find a mention. So that's the Agdoma Shlishis.
He says at the beginning of that Thumma that you can't be, this is it's all or nothing. If you hear anything in the Shadow, it's not much like serving Getchels at the beginning of that Thumma.
If you're going to trust somebody else, they should put you in his hands.
Yeah. He says it's not much like the ego.
Yeah. They have to kick it out. When you're talking about your heart, how much you feel, you can only feel how much you feel. You can't feel. You can't feel like a Meshach Rabbein can feel, or like a big Tzadik. So the Eibush doesn't ask you for more than you can give. But here, this is a moon, not the Meshach. I told you the story. Huh? The guy picked me up. I wonder who he is. He's a schmucky guy. He met me up in the shul on Wednesday night. And he tells me, I want to drive you home. Because he wants to talk to me. He tells me on the ride home, there's a big problem. And he tells me right up front, he tells me, I'm the type of guy at Davin Shmunasara, and I asked Abish for what I need. And then by the time I get to show them, my mindset is, okay, Abish, if he gave it to me, it's good. If not, here's plan B. I'm sorry. Sounds terrible. He's saying this. He was laughing at himself. That's plan B. Plan B. So he tells me now I don't have plan B.
He's in trouble.
So he wants to ask, what do you do when you don't have plan B? I can punish him. There is no plan B. There's only plan A. A is plan A. That's it. I've done with the V's. I'll be with that. That plan is a good plan. Okay, that's a few more minutes. Let's finish him. I want to put a whole picture together here. Last week we learned, we're going into Rosh Hashanah. We have to Why? Because B'tach B'Hashem, we're trusting David to give us everything we need. That the Abish is going to give us the good that we need in order to serve him. And we spoke about the beginning of the shit, and Bet and Davis and all the Bon and Chaim, Zayn, and Rubicha, all the Rubicha. Because Davis can, Davis and Chosm, because Davis give everything, don't. And you have to but identify the things you want, Taka, but connected with serving Davis initially, because it's time you want. And then, so that's the first seven. So you have to give, now you have to talk. Today night we're learning, we have to make sure the talking is MS. And I think it's much connected to the first seven. If you want to know your Ptachon Zemes, review the seven and ask yourself, do I have these? Is this Bebiru Retzli? Is it clear by me? Am I miming in it? Do I understand it? How does it sit with me? And if it doesn't sit well with you, and if it doesn't sit full, then ask the question, get the answer. It doesn't mean, ask, answer, and then solidify that, and that's the way you're going to believe Shalom. Then we learned just now, the Gdoma Shlishis is about, make sure you're not shittuf. When you die with the Eibushter, don't bring machshavas. I have this friend that says it'll be good because I met this guy. So I'll garnish, I'll Eibushter. Then you have Agdon Revis. Agdon Revis is obviously Kabbalah's El Bach Shumayim. You can't get clearer than this. You have visions. I have myself a vision sitting in a room that was about the size of these two small tables. Mamish Mahir there. I sat on this side, you're guessing. But it was quiet. And how many months was I there? For 3 months. And I was learning Shabbat Tochon over there. And the first time I learned this was, it hit me like this. V'agdom Revis. Shetia has v'chose chazoka v'yishadluse g'deyla v'kayim mashachi v'be'averi yizvav dosim. You have to be, the V'agdom Revis is that the person who's a v'teich b'Hashem has to be a person that's, here's a standard taka, that's super, but not the v'teich. The kaiyim mashuchiv be'aber mavidasi v'lasim mitzvahs those mitzvahs l'zom hashayizimen or to be zoy from what Eibush does careful kifim mashu mevakesh because why is that kifim mashuach he's mevakesh he wants because she aber maskim loy klar he wants Eibush to be maskim with him be mashu v'techalov boy We all know midik like a midah, first midik like a midah. You the betach wants the Abish to be masking with him. Here clear the Abish, you see that betachah means that the Abish you want the Abish to be masking with you. And why not? Because what is going on? You mekabel bach shumayim. We're starting off on a strong point of it. Mekabel bach shumayim. I'm saying I want to say teiv. I want to do Abish's mitzvahs. The middle of betachah the Abish. So the Abish will be masking with you. What's the shame? Because the Abish wants. The Abish says. David wants us to make him a king. No, as a king, that David should give him what the Am needs. That's the difference between a king and a dictator, right? So he said, since the Abish is the Bateya Bashem wants the person to David should be masking with him. Mashu Batechal of Bay, Kimesh, I'm not saying the Rabbah, I said it's saying the Kin Seicha, today Shas, and it's saying the Kin Seicha. So the Abish is not supposed to he will make you not the Sechel can say nay. Or Batu Sechel can say nay. So you have to say nay. So you have to say nay. So you have this union of Avedah Satachten is prayer that the Abish is going to give you what you're asking for. But when I call it, Betach Vashem Vasei Teif, here's the Pasuk, Shchadar Shalei Emunu, Vom Atev Hashem Lakei, Vav Nefesh Tadishan. Then he comes in, this is the fact. So here you have a clutter clear marching orders, what we're talking about. Betochen is very much connected, not connected. Akdama Ravis, Akdama. In order to have Betochen, you can't be, he says, Avamish, he have to have a beta. Somebody who's in Betochen, Davis, the Abu Mamre, say, and he's Mamre, he's, you know, you say Mamre, he rebels against Davis, the Khmer of the Slan. Kamba, who's Sochel, how foolish is he, Vachama, died to Khalush Vakarosi. Now, I want to say something. The everybody knows it says yeah, Russia, even the Russia has betochen, the Abish will give it to him also. Rabbi Ruchai knew that. It's not that side. About that, he was taken. And he's talking now about first of all, there's said Tzimidim Kilchosom, what's the said David how it's supposed to be. And second of all, how does a Russia, how can a Russia really have betochen, the Abish if it's a Russia really? So the whole thing of a Russia having betochen is a Chiddush. It's a hechatimsa of the Rosh ben Adaya, with them all having a truva that the Rebbe Rosh ben Adaya. It doesn't happen every single day. It's a matanim of Maila. In the normal course of Avedas HaBetochen, because a Rosh by definition is someone who thinks only about himself. A Rosh is someone who thinks of his own taivus. A Rosh is not thinking about the being an Avedas Hashem. And the Rosh is not Leif Shalom. And the Rosh has other problems he has. How is he going to have Betochen really? And the might. If a Russia has betochen, if he has a ruach memorim, suddenly he feels that betochen, so betochen can be strong enough. Of course, he goes. He has a tshuva, and once that's tshuva, then he's not Russia either. I think people take that whole concept of even the Russia with betayach, you get what he wants. They take it out of. They use it for. I get around it. What do I have to do? Mitzvahs. I can be a Russia. I have betochen. I got it done anyway. It's.
So
why is he davening? He's davening because he doesn't put together the fact that David doesn't want him to steal, and he's davening. So either he davens to David, and the moron doesn't realize that David says they signed it. That's what's really going on there.
Yeah,
Amor,
so this doesn't
matter. Amor, yeah, whatever it is. We're looking to get more of it. What's really going on there? Okay, so I think this is what he says. For one side, he said that Abish says, well, look, you have to have a better cash. In the beginning, he said that the Abish is chassid, people not worthy to get it anyway. So I have Hakim et Amol, you have to do that Abish is rotsen. It could be not worthy. And you can rely on the Abish is chassid, even if it's not worthy, the Abish will give it you anyways. But in what position are you standing? Who gets to with the answer Zach? Who gets to with the Zach? It's possible. David don't give me. So I can't rely on my schusim to have the betochen. It's not a state there either. He said until now that even if you're not, you don't have the schusim, David will anyways give it to you. Because betochen is not the David's schus is so big, he'll give it to you anyways. But this is he says. But Mela, I don't have to be in a level of purity of shalom. I can be a but it was really look at the words over here. I think this says it all. go back to the beginning of a Gemara Reviz. He says Shetiy as bichase chazaka v'shadus yodei lekai mashir v'berem dasi. Doesn't say that the person with tech has to be 100% a tzaddik. Doesn't say that the b'tachon they has to do. He can't if there's one avei that was b'tachon. He says has bichase chazaka v'shadus yodei lekai mashir. But everybody knows you can have chazaka. You can have. Everybody knows you have a yochi gedela and a chazaka, and like that, it doesn't always pan out because you have a yitzhara. So that's what he's saying over here. Okay, let's just finish up over here. So this is, again, this works very well for Rosh Hashanah. We have to be, we have to say to the Eibishter, we're going to try very hard. And I'm going to be careful not to do what Eibishter doesn't want me to do. And why? Because I want David to be masking with me. I have to do what David wants. I will need Shishal Beni and Bam Reis and Kamu Sochem and Chamu Dat Kloshu Akroski. We will read Kibishon Smanda because he sees. By how you see by people, if you say if somebody is Meman some a other Madavar, Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to do something for me. Shumutzav is the last asking, but say that. Don't do that. We have a mitzvah, and then Shimon doesn't do it. They give him man over there, I'm just saying, and then the man and Reuven finds out that Shimon was even as mitzvah. That's gonna be the reason why I shouldn't do it for him. Because he came to Shaava, Kim, or mitzvah, come on, son. As you had made the name, she said, Shetia Techelas, Abitechel of the Zover Kishem Reu. And one other word I also want to point out, the word is Kishi Yamreu. It doesn't say Kishi Le Yasa. Yamreu is a very strong word. Yamreu, you know Yamreu is in English? I mean Yiddish. In Yiddish, Yamreu is Vidde Gespenikt. Can you say that? Vidde Gespenikt. That's rebel. Most people don't Vidde Gespenikt. They about five, that's all they are. So he said Yamreu, but they hear royally called Bishim Betech, but they came to Achu, come show me a customer, Kimatik was Chonef, Ki Yitzo, Ki Yishal, the car laughing at Sakas, so she might kill. But my God, it's like me shovel the shaker. Here. What's the difference these guys and the guy who's making Machteres? What's the matter of the fun? I said, I'm going to kiss me alone. I'm going to kiss me alone. So with this, we finish the four Hagdomas. So the fifth Hagdoma is the understanding of why we do Ashtadus and Sibis. Mr. Shem, next week, Thursday, is a Yom Tanis. I don't know if we should make a Shia this week. So, Mr. Shem, we have we'll make a Sibis with Mr. Shem. I think we should make Mr. Shabbos somewhere, where a location to be announced. And we have a Sibis with a table, the Shana, the table, the Sukkim. Okay. Chaim, the Chaim.